When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 26th edition. We have a six-game early, five-game main slate, breaking it all down for you nice and quick here on a Thursday morning to get you ready for the day's action. It's that time of the year, folks, where Vegas does not want to put totals out early because we have teams clinching, we have teams punting, we have all kinds of goofiness. With the 11 games combined, we have three totals. I have one for the early slate and two for the late slate. So you're going to have to pay attention to lineups because the Brewers and the Twins both clinched last night. There's teams throwing openers out there. There's all kinds of craziness going on all over the diamond. So we're going to set you up the best we can. Totals be gone. On this early slate, wind blowing out to left field in Detroit, about 13 miles an hour between the Twins and the Tigers. And then really, really hot in Texas. Boston, Texas, going to be a warm one there in a day game in Arlington. All right, when you're looking at the pitching on this six-game early slate, it's not too bad. You got Steven Strasburg, 12-2 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies, probably his last tune-up before the postseason, so Strasburg should have a fun one ahead of him here. He's been a monster, especially at home this season, 3.34 home ERA, averaging 23 points per game at home. He's been up and down against the fighting Phils this season, but still a very good spot for Strasburg, who is facing a Phillies team that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching against Strasburg's 29% K rate, 51% ground ball rate. So Strasburg at 12-2, very intriguing. But the guy I'd be going to is Luis Castillo at 10-2. First, you got the Brew Crew coming off their celebration with Bobby Uecker last night. So let's expect some of the regulars to be taking the day off and enjoying the bench and the hangover that is Milwaukee. But Luis, they probably have some Skyline Chili because they're in Cincinnati for crying out loud. They got the shits today. Who knows? But Luis Castillo has been outstanding. 2.91 home ERA, averaging 22 points per start. He's faced the Brew Crew four times this year, getting over 17 points per start. He has 20 or more DraftKings points in six of his last seven starts and in nine of his last 10 starts. He's been outstanding this season. 10-2 for Luis Castillo against this Brew Crew team. I like quite a bit. So I got Castillo 1, Strasburg 2 up top. In the middle, you can look at Joey Lucchese at $8,300. The Dodgers pretty much have everything wrapped up. There's nothing to worry about there. So they might put out some wonky lineups. And Lucchese's been outstanding at home, a 2.64 home ERA compared to 6.22 on the road. $8,300, day game Lucchese. Recent home starts 29-3 against Colorado, 16 against Boston, 12 against Tampa, 24 against the Giants. Really good stuff on the at home this season. So Lucchese at $8,300. Not too shabby against a Dodgers team that I'd imagine would let some of the regulars sit on this Thursday day action. They strike out almost 22% of the time versus lefties. So the Casey at 83, no problem going there today. And then when you're looking to punt, there's a couple options for you. You got Tyler Beedy at 63. He's been actually decent at home. Not great, but he's got that like 15-point upside against the Rockies at home in that one. We saw the Shark just dominate last night, and he's gotten it done this year, contrary to what many people think. So Beedy at 63 is very nice. And you can also look at Devin Smeltzer, 61, against the Detroit Tigers. Smeltzer's been very, very up and down. Beedy's shown a better ceiling, almost a better floor than Smeltzer, but Smeltzer has that once-in-a-while just gym. Wind is blowing out there to left, but he's facing the Tigers, who strike out, if I can find these buggers. Well, they see this is the thing. One thing has Berrios throwing, but Smeltzer's going on DK. I'd imagine it's Smeltzer. We don't know. If it's Berrios, he's in a great spot versus Detroit. If it's Smeltzer, he's a good punt versus Detroit. So we'll just look at it that way for now. This is what late September baseball is, boys and girls. It's a game of what the hell's going on. And like I always say, wait for lineups. It's critical these days. It's very, very critical because things are all cattywampus out there. Very, very bad. So recapping your pitching, I got Castillo, Strasburg up top, Lucchesi in the middle, and then Beattie and Smeltzer down below on this six-game early slate. And then we're just going to go game by game real quick for you. You got Cincinnati-Milwaukee, where you got Luis Castillo versus Chase Anderson. I like Castillo quite a bit, so I'm not really targeting Milwaukee bats. When you're looking at targeting Chase Anderson, though, you can definitely take advantage of this. You got Chase Anderson, who lefties hit 268, righties 363. Philip Irvin's hit him well. You got Eugenio Suarez looking to get 50 home runs this year. He'd probably like to do it at home. You got Joey Votto, who's actually hit him well. There are some pieces in Cincinnati that are very nice in this matchup versus against Chase Anderson. The Minnesota-Detroit game, Smeltzer, Zimmerman. Even if Minnesota puts some scrubs out there, I got no problem going up against Jordan Zimmerman with those guys. You know, Wade, Arias, so on and so forth. You're going to get some value there with the Twins in a good matchup versus Detroit with that wind blowing out. No problem there at all. And if you want to use some Detroit value, you can versus Smeltzer. Smeltzer has been hit around from time to time, so you can look there, but I don't mind Minnesota at all. Boston, Texas, it's Mike Minor versus the opener, Chalrin, and then the long man, Johnson. Texas, who's been very disappointing, gets a great spot here versus Johnson, the lefty, in this matchup where the wind's going to be blowing strong. So Delino DeShields Jr., Santana, and so on and so forth. And that lineup comes out for Texas. You can definitely take advantage of that one in a big, big way. Mike Minor's been a mess of late. I'd imagine it's going to be a weaker Boston lineup today, but keep an eye on that. Dodgers, Padres, Kershaw, Lucchesi, two lefty gems. I'm going to probably put my offense elsewhere. I'll be totally, I'm not even going to waste your time with this one. I think these are two really good pitchers. If you want to get contrarian against Kershaw, you can, but I'll pick my battles elsewhere. Colorado, San Francisco. Here's a battle I can pick. You got Kevin Pillar versus Freeland. I like that quite a bit. Evan Longoria's been hitting righties well. You got Buster Posey. There's a few good bats there versus lefty Freeland in that matchup. And if you want to get weird with the Rockies, you can, but not going to run to do that in a day game, getaway game by the Bay. And then Philadelphia, Washington, to wrap this bad boy up here, you got Strasburg, you got Vargas. We'll see what lineup the Nats put out there, but like last night, they had Dozier leading off super cheap. You had Howie Kendrick batting third. If they got their lefty mashers out there, go ahead and rock and roll versus Jason Vargas. Some really good stuff you can take a peek at in that one. All right, so recapping your pitching on this six-gamer, Castillo, Strasburg up top. You got Lucchesi in the middle, and then Smeltzer and Beattie down below. If you're stacking it up, like I said just a second ago, I don't mind some Reds to be a little interesting there versus Chase Anderson. I want to see the Twins lineup. The Twins lineup can still be very good versus Jordan Zimmerman. The Rangers versus Johnson of the Red Sox I like a lot. And then see what the Nationals put out there versus Philadelphia. That could be quite intriguing as well. All right, before we get to the five-game main slate, let me talk to you about Superdraft. PGA is kicking off today, so you might be a little too late to that one, but it kicks off at 7 a.m. Pacific time. If you listen really early, you can jump in on that. But you got NFL, they'll have a showdown slate tonight. They have a big slate on the weekend. They got baseball every day. They got hockey and basketball coming. Go check them out. Awesome new way to play daily fantasy sports. You can find them in your app store under Superdraft. And it's cool because there's no pricing, so you play the players you want. The riskier you want to get, the more points you can earn because it's an exclusive multiplier point system. So go check them out on Superdraft. When you create your account, use promo code Bubba when you create your account, and then you'll get a $10 deposit bonus later on. So go to Superdraft, promo code Bubba, get you going there. All right, let's get to the five-game main slate on this one. This should be a quickie as well. You got Cubs, Pirates, Marlins, Mets, Indians, White Sox, Astros, Angels, A's, Mariners. Again, we only have two totals. The Indians, White Sox is 10. A's, Mariners is 9. Sorry, Indians, White Sox is 9 as well. So two totals of 9, waiting on three other ones. You got wind blowing in from right field in New York between the Marlins and the Mets, so keep an eye on that one. But you got you got three really good pitchers up top here. You got Sean Manaea at 10-4 at the Seattle Mariners. Really good spot here for Manaea, who's been outstanding since coming back. 16-26-5, 35-4, 18-9 in his four starts since returning. Really good stuff with Manaea facing a Seattle team that you can pick on for sure in these matchups. Manaea. Where did you go, Manaea? There he is. Seattle striking out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Manaea is a -211 road favorite, which is pretty banana lands here. Striking out 28% of the batters he faces, 36% ground ball rate to go with it. Lots to like there in that matchup. Lefties 258, righties 302. So Manaea, very, very solid up top tonight at 10,400. Right below him, Zach Wheeler at 10-2 is very, very solid as well at home against the Miami Marlins. Zach's got a 3.97 home ERA, and he's faced the Marlins twice this year, averaging 29 points per start against the Fish. He has three straight starts of 20 or more DraftKings points. Really seems to be figuring it out down the stretch here. Last time he faced the Marlins was August 6th. 8 shutout innings of the 5Ks for 26.6 points. The pesky Marlins are just that. They can be pesky, but they also strike out 24% of the time versus righties with a 23% K rate for Wheeler and a 44% ground ball rate. And a Miami team with a 291 WOBA and a 134 ISO versus right-handed pitching makes Zach Wheeler a very solid play at 10-2. Last but not least, Aaron Civale, $9,600 at the Chicago White Sox is quite appealing in this one. He's faced the White Sox once, got you 15 points, you know, 14, 15, 22 in his last four. Pretty good floor with some upside there with Civale facing this White Sox team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. A White Sox team with a 310 WOBA and a 161 ISO, not great versus right-handed pitching. So Civale at 96 makes the list as well. So up top here, I got Manaea 1, Wheeler 2, Civale 3, pretty much the order of their price, but that's where I think your best matchups are up top if you're paying all the way up. You can get value, so you can get two of these guys if you really want, or you can mix and match with down below, which is ugly. Like, I'm not using Dylan Cease against Cleveland, unless Cleveland puts out a really bad lineup. Not using Yamamoto versus the Mets. Musgrove versus Chicago rings a bell at 77. Musgrove's been bad this year. He started out the year great, then it got ugly, and he's kind of turning it around down the stretch here. He's faced the Cubs three times this year, and he's averaging almost 22 points per start against the Cubs. He's got the Cubs number for some reason, and he's coming off four straight starts of 15.5 or more points. He has 15.5 or more in five of his last six. He's showing signs of life. It's not great. The Cubs can hit anybody, but for $7,700 on a slate like this, you got a Cubs team striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You have a Cubs team that, lefties 307, righties 306 versus Musgrove. So Musgrove at 77 is interesting in this matchup. He's the punt I'd be targeting right now because I don't want Quintana versus Pittsburgh. He just got destroyed by them. His last three starts have been bad. Wade Miley's been a mess. King Felix, not good. And then Jaime Barria against Houston, not good. So it's pretty much Manaea Wheeler, Civale up top, Joe Musgrove in the middle. That's where we're looking. Welcome to Thunderdome. All right, let's talk about the bats on this slate here. Catcher's position. You should have a lot of offense with the pitching we just talked about. So we'll break it all down here for you. If you're not using Civale, James McCann went to Ding Dong City last hour. Beef Wellington did. But McCann's in play at his price point for sure. Wilson Ramos versus Yamamoto at 36 has some upside to it. There's Beef Wellington at 33. You can look at him if you so choose. Or you can just punt. You got Zach Collins at 3K. Lefty power bat hit in the middle of that order. Picked up 8-9. He got a 0 yesterday, then 8-9, 14, 18, 5, 10 prior to that. So a little bit of upside there at 3K with Zachary Collins of the Chicago White Sox. So I'm going to keep an eye on there. And then other than that, you're going to check lineups and see what pops up. Like Kevin Plawecki could be a discount for you, so on and so forth. First base position, you got Big Meat Pete. I believe he hit number 52 last night, if I'm not mistaken. He's a very intriguing play at 5K. But like Matt Olson at 46 versus King Felix, big upside for you there. Yuli Gurriel, we want right-handed power versus Barria. So if Gurriel's in play, but I'd rather pay 100 more and get Matt Olson or pay 100 less. Carlos Santana isn't lighting the world on fire. He's still hitting 324 over his last 10, averaging 8 points per game. Just no Jimmy Jacks. He's 44 versus Dylan Cease. That's a good spot for him as well, as Cleveland is still fighting for postseason. Cleveland, Oakland, these teams are still fighting to get into the dance. So good spots for those two guys. Other than that, like Jose Abreu is there if you want to take the risk for Civale. I don't hate it. And then you're just looking for punts, and the punts aren't as prominent as usual on this slate, so you might have to pay up at first base tonight. Second base, you got Altuve versus Barria at 48. That's a nice price point for you there. Kevin Newman versus Quintana at 43 has a little bit of appeal for you. Aledmys Diaz at 41 if you're looking to save some cash. Ian Happ at 4K is not horrible. Like Ben Zobrist, only $3,600. That's a solid value that should be pretty popular tonight. Opens up some cash. Jerickson Profar has been quiet, but he's 35. Robbie Cano at only 34 versus Yamamoto. Batting cleanup for the Mets. That's a very, very good value that should be utilized on a slate where it's hard to find value. So Bobby Cano's good. If he's not in, you got Joe Panic at only 32 against Yamamoto. So a couple of nice savings for you there. Third base, you got Bregman, who just keeps crushing it. Barria gives up tons of power to righties. We talked about it time and time again. So Bregman at 53 is a very, very good look for you there. A few others to take a peek at. You got Jose Ramirez went deep again last night. He's $4,900. The dude, he's homered three times in his two games since returning from the IL with that hand injury. So J-Ram at 49 is very intriguing. So is Yoan Moncada. If you aren't using Savale, Moncada at 48 has some GPP appeal in his matchup. Farther down you go, you can take the gamble on John Birdie to get on and steal some bags if you want. But like Matt Chapman went deep last night. He's 41 versus King Felix. Colin Moran's 35 if you're looking for some value. Other than that, like you look like guys like Neil Walker at 32, which is tough to stomach, but it's definitely an option for you. But not a lot else. Like Yu Chang, if he gets to start for Cleveland, he's 27 versus Cease. He's another guy you can take a peek at. Going to shortstop, Bregman, Simeon. Simeon's a great play at 51. So is Lindor. Lindor getting a discount down to 46. That's very, very nice. So we can take advantage of that. So Cleveland's priced down a bit tonight, which is very intriguing. You got Tim Anderson at 43 versus Savali. Kevin Newman mentioned him already. Ahmed Rosario at 42. So definite savings here at the shortstop position. Guys like Nico Horner at only 38 versus Joe Musgrove can open up some savings for you. And then I wanted to mention one more gentleman. I've used him like the last 2 days. There he is. He's $2,700. Eric Gonzalez of Pittsburgh. He's batting like sixth in the lineup. Last couple days, 17 and 18. He's just getting on base, scoring runs. Like he had three hits yesterday, two ribbies. He had one hit the day before, but he had a homer and two ribbies. He's not going to light the world on fire, but for $2,700, he makes for a very, very good punt, especially against Jose Quintana tonight. Heading to the outfield, Jordy Springer at 55, Jordan Alvarez at 54. Both great plays. Mercado let us down yesterday. I go back to that well. He's just swinging a hot stick. Schwarber at 48 is a great play versus Musgrove if you're not using Musgrove. I like Kyle Tucker quite a bit tonight at 48. Hopefully he gets the start. So the Astros are very prominent up top here, as you'd expect. Like Michael Conforto at 46 has some upside. Nick Castellanos, of course. Ramon Laureano went deep yesterday. He's 46 and in a really good spot there versus King Felix tonight. So you don't mind that at all. Yasiel Puig at 42 has got some upside there versus Dylan Cease. Brantley's only 4K for the Astros. A little bit of value for you there. Brandon Nimmo's 39. Jason Hayward's only 39 versus Musgrove. The Franamil's $3,800 versus Cease. The Franamil's walking and getting on. He got 13 points for you last night. He's actually 3-for-4 with two runs. Got you a little bit of action there after a couple days. 13-7-16 in his last three. So the Franamil at 38's always got that GPP upside for you. A few others. You got like Ben Zobrist at 36 we mentioned earlier. Hopefully Seth Brown gets a start versus King Felix at 36. Would be some super nice value for you. Maybe Josh Reddick at 35. Robbie Grossman at 35. So as always, especially this time of year, I know it sounds redundant. Check the lineups. There's going to be value that pops up out of nowhere that really, really comes in handy. So go check all that out, and we'll see what we can do for you. Recapping your pitching on this six-game main slate, Manaea, Wheeler, Savali up top is pretty clear-cut in that order for me. And then your punt is Joe Musgrove. Pretty, pretty ugly stuff out there pitching-wise. Maybe something will open up as lineups come out and they look bad so we can pivot. Hopefully that would be nice. If you are stacking it up, though, it's pretty much like what we talked about. You can look at the Cubs or the Pirates versus Quintana if you want. I think that's more get your value from that game if you need it. A couple spots we talked about, like Eric Gonzalez, Ben Zobrist. Some nice value spots there to help you load up elsewhere. The Marlins versus the Mets, Tommy End with the Marlins, they could be some value. But we like Zach Wheeler quite a bit, so pick your poison. The Indians are cheaper versus Dylan Cease, so I do like the Indians a lot tonight. I think they'll be popular. It's a five-game slate. We'll see what happens. But the Indians are very much in play at their price points against Dylan Cease. And if you want to use the White Sox versus Savali, I don't hate it. Savali, he limits the damage so well, but maybe a blow-up's coming, so I don't hate it. The Angels versus Wade Miley could be sneaky nice. Just that Angels lineup is so butt. Like when I see the Angels lineup come out, I'll probably end up getting a Wade Miley lineup. And I'll probably build a Wade Miley lineup, and then I'll regret it in the third inning when he's blown up and out of the game. But they're putting out horrible baseball lineups right now. So you could definitely use Wade Miley tonight. And then the Astros bats versus Barria are in play for you as well. And then last but not least, the A's versus King Felix is a great, great look as well. All right, BVP for your entire day of action. I mentioned Philip Irvin, 4-for-9, triple and a homer off Chase Anderson, Senzel, Peraza, Dietrich have all taken him deep. Suarez taken him deep three times. Votto 7-for-24 with two doubles. Grandal 5-for-12, two doubles, two homers off Luis Castillo. Nelson Cruz 6-for-9, double and a homer versus Jordan Zimmermann. CJ Cron 4-for-12 with a double and two homers. Eddie Rosario 8-for-23, three doubles, two homers. Jorge Polanco 7-for-16 with a double. They're hitting 338 as a team. 403 wOBA, 240 ISO over Zimmermann. Even some of the downer guys have hit him just well, like Jake Cave will be cheap and some others that you could pick on him with. JD Martinez 5-for-9 with a homer off Mike Minor. Betts 4-for-10, three doubles and a homer in that matchup. Machado 5-for-12, two homers off Kershaw. Hosmer 9-for-27, two doubles and a homer. A few others to take a peek at here. We got Buster Posey 6-for-21, two doubles and a homer off Freeland. Longo's taking Freeland deep as well. Asdrubal Cabrera 7-for-18, double and a homer off Vargas. Yan Gomes 7-for-20 with a double and a homer off Vargas as well. A couple to look at there. Mikel Franco's 12-for-30 with a double and three homers off Strasburg. Realmuto, who's gone for the year now. Jay Bruce 9-for-28, two doubles and a homer. Just some minimal guys. They are hitting 284 as a team off Stras. Kevin Newman heading your night slate. Kevin Newman 7-for-14 off Quintana. Jose Osuna 3-for-9 with a homer against Quintana. Eric Gonzalez 2-for-7 with a double. Let's see. Miguel Rojas 4-for-13, two doubles off Wheeler. Martin Prado 6-for-19. There's not a ton as you'd expect. David Fletcher 4-for-9 with a double and a homer off Wade Miley. Carlos Correa 3-for-9, two homers off Barria. I believe that happened last week when they played home run derby off Barria last week, as we expected. And then Marcus Semien 15-for-43, five homers off King Felix. That's pretty solid, 3.49 average. Pender 4-for-10 with a homer. Jerks and Profar 6-for-19, a double and a homer. Couple nice numbers for you to wrap things up right there. Well, there you have it. Six game early, five game main slate, all broken down for you. Remember, go check out Super Draft. Awesome way to play daily fantasy sports. Sign up using, create your account using promo code Bubba. Get you that discount when you make your first deposit. Also, go check out fantasysportsdegens.com at fantasydegens on Twitter. Lots of awesome stuff going on over there. Many podcasts, 2-point conversion, always pressing, Bench with Bubba. Lots of great stuff going on over there right now. Always content, football, baseball coming out for the podcast. We got Francisco with his soccer picks, the Slack chat. MS Squared's always pumping soccer knowledge in there. They had that interleague matches yesterday. Himself and M. Carter took down two of the tournaments. So that's awesome stuff. But tons of chatter and all the sports over there, the Slack chat. Just ask for an invite. We'll get you in there. But until next time, enjoy your Thursday. I got Thursday Night Football on tap. Another doozy of a game. Eagles, Packers actually shouldn't be too bad, hopefully. But enjoy your day. I'm on Twitter at BDIntro. Give a rating and review on iTunes. We'd much appreciate it. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 26th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.